The fierce Miss Star Jones is joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Jeremy, I never get tired of hearing myself referred to as fierce.
Well, I'm glad I could make your day by calling you that. Now, you know what? We love you battling it out on The Celebrity Apprentice and of course, your new book, Satan's Sisters. You're quite a busy gal, aren't you?
I'm excited about it. It's a good time in my life. It's a very positive time in my life. You know, last year this time, I was recuperating from open-heart surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I had a reason to celebrate with this one-year anniversary, with Celebrity Apprentice being so wonderful, allowing me to bring awareness to heart disease, the 82 million people in America that are affected by it, including myself, to raise money for the American Heart Association, and to sort of manipulate and strategize around Satan's Sisters. So I have had a one heck of a good month.
Uh huh. All right. So I mean, you know, we love the book. We love the show. What do you want to talk about first? Totally up to you. You decide.
Why don't we just jump right into Satan's Sisters? I know the biggest question that I keep getting asked is it based on The View? Is it based on The View, Star? Come on, Star, tell the truth. And in all honesty, it is based on someone I either worked with, worked for, interviewed, was interviewed by, or prosecuted throughout my career. And I think you guys, if you look over the depth of my career, you will see that encompasses a whole heck of a lot of people.
Right.
Pretty much every major female anchor, journalist, talk show host in the country, I've had occasion to interview or be interviewed by. And so it really gave me tremendous insight to this one industry. You know, people have asked, why did you write about a daytime talk show? Well, I feel really strongly you should write about what you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know law, I know television, I know journalism, and I know daytime talk.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's sort of recap then for people who might not be familiar with the book. As you said, it's a story about women on a daytime talk show, and then we go into their personal lives, each individual life, and then their work together as a group, right?
Absolutely. It is a story that talks about a daytime talk show, which is called The Lunch Club. There are five hosts of The Lunch Club, and all five of them are in a tizzy because a deposed co-host, former co-host, is coming back with a tell-all book.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say Satan's Sisters is a book within a book.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so then where did the inspiration... Yeah, now, okay, so you've mentioned that it's kind of a mishmash of everybody that you've worked with or, you know, come across in your life. So did you zero in on characteristics from certain people then, or is it just kind of random things you put together? How did it all come
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. Yeah? I took some characteristics. I mean, there's some prominent characteristics. There are really aggressive women that, you know, I pulled from specific people, and there are a little more docile characteristics that I pulled from even more people. And if I were to be real honest, each one of the main characters has a little bit of me in them.
Mm-hmm.
From Molly's weight struggles to Maxine's intense aggressiveness to Shelley's unbridled ambition to Dara's desire to keep certain parts of her private life private. To Whitney's the real pull between real journalism and daytime television. Each one of the ladies embodies some aspect of my own personality. And I think that's why I enjoyed writing it so much. It was almost cathartic in a way for me to be able to just regurgitate out all of the feelings, the ups, the downs, the sideways, the laughs, the joy, the sadness, the hate at times, and the absolute love of what daytime television can do to you. So I was thrilled. And it happened at a perfect time for me. I was recuperating from open heart surgery, and I needed to occupy my mind since I was not physically able to do a whole heck of a lot.
You mentioned this is sort of a, you know, it's a book within a book, a story within a story. Is there any chance of you going on to The View then to discuss the book? Like, have you heard from some of your former colleagues even about it?
Well, I'm looking forward to this Monday because I'm going to sit down with Joy for the first time since I left the show.
Oh, wow.
And Joy and I are going to do her headline news show.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me to come on, and of course I was very pleased to do so. And I have not specifically heard from my former colleagues, the group, but that's a decision, you know, that I'm sure you know will come from one place and one place
yeah.
only.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fierce debate going on Twitter right now.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Initiated by those pesky guys at CNN Showbiz tonight on whether or not Star should go on The View to talk about Satan's Sisters. I think people want to see the so-called confrontation.
We've got to play some music here, but when we come back, Star, hope you can stick with us. We're going to talk about Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. More with Star Jones right after this. Back here on the show, joined with the legendary, lovely, should I just leave it at that? Star Jones. Okay. Is that good enough? Are you happy?
I like it.
All right.
I like it. No question whatsoever.
Now, we're watching
this
you.
This is an exciting time.
It is. So we're watching you every Sunday night, and you know what? That's the one thing. I have a very busy workday on Sundays, and I look forward to my Celebrity Apprentice. I get the onion dip ready and the chips, and I'm there watching it right along with everybody else.
Because you know it's going to be some off-the-wall, over-the-top, something is going to happen on Celebrity Apprentice every Sunday night.
Well, and here's the thing, and you know, there's some people, and I mean, with watching you on the show, there's two things. People will either love you or hate you, and I love it because from a point of view that's aggressive, like an entrepreneur would be, right? I mean, that's what business is. So obviously you're an accomplished businesswoman, and you come in with that attitude of, you know what, I'm not going to get stepped on, I'm going to accomplish what my goal is, and that's exactly what you're doing on the show, right?
I don't really tolerate mediocrity well, and I don't operate in chaos, and I think you're right. You either love me or you hate me, but here's the deal. If you love me, I'm always in your heart.
Right.
If you hate me, I'm always on your mind.
Right.
So I have gotten used to that. And in Celebrity Apprentice, I treated it like it was a competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a sorority. These are not my best friends. They, most of them I had interviewed prior to ever, you know, joining Celebrity Apprentice, but I didn't cast the show. If I had cast the show, I would have cast all my good girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, people who I knew would work professionally, who I knew had resources, who I knew would be focused on their charity. That's what I would have wanted to cast. But I'm not a casting director, nor am I the producer of this fantastic show. They cast based on what would be the perfect storm.
So when you went into it, did you have sort of a game plan? Did you kind of take a look at who was also going to be on the show and maybe research them to see how you would fit with them or maybe what their weaknesses are? Or did you just sort of go in there focusing on, I'm going to do my damn hardest every challenge that we get because it's business?
Let me tell you something. I had a complete dossier on all of the contestants.
Okay.
I did full research on every single person. The FBI would have been proud of me in terms of my research and investigation. And it was not done for any reason other than to see what their strengths and weaknesses were. To see what kinds of philanthropic endeavors they had undertaken in the past, to see where they came from, what their educational backgrounds were, who their children were, who their significant other was. I wanted to know as much information as I could about each person. And yes, I'll admit it, I used it to my advantage in the places that I thought I could.
Who on the show really surprised you the most? I mean, going into it, the natural thing, as you're saying, is sizing up the competition. And it seems like a lot of people were impressed with Marley Matlin. Like, who surprised you on the show?
Oh, my God. I think Marley and John Rich were just phenomenal. I think, and you'll see what I mean in this upcoming episode, I think that these are people who were so philanthropically focused that it just was awestruck. It just awestruck me. I was left with my mouth open. It just what they bring to the table. I actually was impressed, and I know she doesn't care for me, but I was impressed with the strategy of LaToya Jackson. I mean, she tries to come across all sweetness and light. She was a sneaky little girl, and I saw how she was playing the game, and I actually stood in the corner and said, bravo.
Who would you absolutely not work with again, and who would you want to work with again?
I would never work with Lisa Rinna again because I don't think she brings a business skill set to anything that I would want to accomplish. You know, I look for people who are going to bring something to the table. Passion, mm-hmm. interest, intelligence, skill, something. And I just didn't find that she brought anything, so I would probably not work with her. I would love to work with John Rich or Marley Matlin on anything, anytime, anyplace.
Now, when it comes to, the legendary Dionne Warwick on the show, is she being portrayed accurately? Because it almost seems like everybody's picking on her. You know, what was your take on that whole thing?
If you notice, I was the one person on our team that had no problems with Miss Dionne. The first episode, I approached Miss Dionne and I told her that I would be happy to help her out with something, and she told me she had it handled. And she responded in a way that reminded me that this is the legend that I'm talking to. You know, when you let me know who you are, I believe you.
Right.
And so I backed off and I approached it that way from that point on. And that's why I had no problem. I gave her the respect and deference she was due.
Satan's Sisters and Celebrity Apprentice is Sunday nights on NBC. The fabulous Star Jones, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.